Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News. This is San Francisco protests, January 17, 1991. Suggested lead goes as follows. For the fourth consecutive day, anti-war protesters in San Francisco have marched in opposition to Operation Desert Storm. However, as ICRT News San Francisco correspondent Eric Olander reports, the tone of the demonstrations are very different from those in the past. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stop the bombing! Stop the war!
The thousands of demonstrators who converged on San Francisco's financial district both succeeded and failed in their attempts to choke the city off from commuters. Yesterday, organizers had planned to block the major arteries into San Francisco, particularly bridges, freeways, and subway entrances. However, hundreds of police armed in riot gear prevented protesters from getting near these areas. Nonetheless, demonstrations around the federal building prevented government employees from going to work for the fourth consecutive day. One organizer of today's rally says the demonstrations will continue, but not exclusively in the city.
Well, the Pledge of Resistance has historically hit military bases, and that's the places that we're going to be focusing in the near future.
The massive demonstrations of the last week are very different from other anti-war protests of the past. People are not only calling for an end to the conflict in the Middle East, but are angry about issues such as American involvement in El Salvador, AIDS, and the lack of representation in government. It appears as if these Americans are frustrated. Eric Olander, ICRT News, downtown San Francisco.